This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Presidential candidate Ben Carson is plying his recent advantage in polls to go on the offensive for the life issue. He told Meet the Press that he opposes the killing of babies in abortion even when they are conceived in rape or incest. His interviewer pressed him, and Carson precisely explained his position. Not only did Carson gently accuse abortion providers of turning the baby into an enemy of the mother, he drew lines between slavery and abortion, saying he is a reasonable man. He rephrased the abortion debate, saying that if someone wants to explain why they want to kill a baby, Carson will listen. An Oklahoma abortionist has surrendered his medical license. Naresh Patel diagnosed pregnancy and dispensed abortion pills to three undercover police officers who were not pregnant. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. Representative Paul Ryan seems determined to make his mark should he be elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Ryan says he will tap a man with a long history of serving pro-life politicians as far back as the late Jack Kemp to be his chief of staff. In that position, David Hoppe, a longtime lobbyist and aide, could help Ryan effectively guide House agenda. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.